Christ. Oh my. For his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence, Father God, I thank you this morning that you've opened the windows of heaven. I thank you this morning that I'm praying to the same God that Jacob prayed to. I thank you this morning I'm praying to the same God Abraham prayed to. Thank you this morning I'm praying to the same God Jesus prayed to. Whew. Lord God, I thank you this morning that Jesus is God. Lord, I thank you that the word shows us he's never changed. He's always been. Lord God, I pray this morning we take a few moments and we look at this man, Jesus. We look at what he is this morning. Lord God, I would pray this morning you would hide me behind the cross. Lord God, I'd pray this morning you would guard my throat, guard my thoughts, guard each and everything that I would say. Let me preach not in the flesh, but let me preach on the anointing of the Holy Ghost this morning. Let me be not seen, but you be high and lifted up. Father God, let glory set down this morning. Father God, three baptisms tonight and we're praying for five. Lord God, we're praying this morning that somebody would come under the conviction of the Holy Ghost. And they'd see this man high and lifted up, Jesus. They'd see him in all his glory and wonder. And Lord God, I'd pray this morning that souls be saved and lives be changed. Father, I love you. And Father, I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you this morning that we have a high priest that is seated at the right hand of the Father. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. Forgive me of my sins, shortcomings, and where I fail thee. In Jesus Christ's holy, precious name, we do pray. And all of God's people say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. But this man this morning is what I want to preach on. But this man. Folks, I want you to know you can look around and there's a lot of men that you will run in contact to. There's a lot of people that will say that they are the man. But folks, I want you to know this morning there's only one man. There's only one the man, and his name is Christ Jesus. He said, but this man. He said, there's a lot of high priests that has been called to walk into the Holy of Holies. But can I say to you, there's never been a priest like the priest, Christ Jesus. When he walked into the Holy of Holies, the Bible says, this man, Jesus, is the true high priest. I'm thankful this morning that Jesus is my high priest, ain't you? This morning I have a question for you. Is Jesus your high priest this morning? Do you know him this morning as Lord and Savior? But I want to look at this thought this morning, and I'll be brief, but I want to give it to you this morning. What makes this man the true high priest? You could say, well, preacher, he is the Son of God. That's what makes him the true high priest. And we could walk out the door and go home, and that would be true. But I want you to know this morning there's some things that you need to get a hold of this morning. And there's some things this preacher needs to get a hold of this morning. Brother Hagin showed us this morning of an elephant sitting on a man crushing him. Folks, I want you to know this morning, if you want to get that monkey off your back, all you got to do is look to the man, Christ Jesus, this morning. He is the man. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life this morning. He said he is the man this morning. Look at verse number 24. What makes him the man? It makes him the man this morning because he is unchangeable this morning. He doesn't change. Look in verse 24. It says, but this man, because he continued forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. This man is unchangeable because he is the unchangeable priest. Hebrews 7:24 said his priesthood is unchangeable this morning. He doesn't change. Folks, I want you to know, not only does he have an unchangeable priesthood, but he is an unchangeable God. Can I get an amen? He says in Numbers 23:19, a God is not a man that he should lie. Friends, I want you to know this morning, he won't lie to you. He'll tell you the truth. He'll lead you in the right right path. He'll do what's right for you. This morning, not only is he an unchangeable priest, but he is an unchangeable God. This man this morning, he is unchangeable. Ain't you thanking God for that this morning? Have you ever met somebody? They'll tell you one thing, they'll change their mind, and they'll do something else. Friends, I want you to know this morning, if God said it, you can do it. Amen. If God said it, you can do it. If God told it, you can do it. This morning, he is unchangeable this morning. He is the unchangeable priesthood. He is an unchangeable God. But I want you to know my next point, Brother Randy, is he is an unchangeable Savior. Hebrews 13:8, the Bible says, he is the same yesterday. Hallelujah, glory. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. And he is the same forever. I don't care what you're going through. He is the same. Glory to God. He is the same this morning. He said he's unchangeable in his priesthood. He's unchangeable because he's God. He's unchangeable because he's our Savior this morning. But friends, I want you to know he's unchangeable because he's the King this morning. He is the King. Revelation 19:6 says, as there was a name written on him, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Friends, it said it was written on his vesture. It was written on his thigh. When you seen him coming, you knew he was King. I want to ask you this morning, is he your King this morning? Oh, man, I get excited. Somebody asked me, is Jesus my King? Oh, it wouldn't take but a minute. Somebody, hey, does anybody want to testify? It wouldn't take me but a minute to jump up. Not because of what I've done. Not because of what I've been. Because he's unchangeable this morning. When he saved me on August 27, 2007, he ain't never changed. He held true. He stayed true. He stayed true to the cross. He stayed true to the blood. Friends, I want you to know this morning, we serve God that is unchangeable this morning. Oh, he said, but this man this morning, but this man. My question to you is, do you know this man? Do you know this man? I'm not talking about knowing about him, that he died on the cross and that his blood washes away sin. And oh, I'm not talking what you know about him. I'm talking about, do you know him? Do you know him? I told him on Wednesday night one night, I know y'all didn't get this, but I'll give it to you. There's a difference in knowing God and knowing about God. There's a difference in knowing an individual and knowing about an individual. Friends, I want you to know the reference I use, talking about unchangeable. I use this. I know, I've heard of Adrian Rogers. He's dead now. I know that about him. Friends, I know that he had a ministry called Love Worth Finding. I know that about him. I know that he preached at Bellevue. I know them things about him. But friends, I want you to know this morning, I don't know Adrian Rogers. I know about him, but I didn't know him. Friends, I want you to know this morning, I don't know a lot about Jesus, but I know him this morning. Amen. I don't know a lot about him. There's a lot in that book, Brother Les, I don't understand. Brother David, there's a lot I don't understand, but I do know one thing. When he called my name, I understood him. Woo! I understood him when he called my name. Friends, I want you to know when he called my name, he didn't call Hagans. He didn't call Jay. He didn't call Lee. He called me that day. That day of August the 27th, he called me that day. I want to ask you this morning, do you know him this morning? Do you know this man? Do you know this man? No matter who you know about. Preacher, I got a good banker. Banker don't make you or break you. Let me take that back. He will break you. Amen. He will break you. As long as that credit score is good, he'll let you get what you want. Amen. He don't know the struggle. He don't know the pain. He don't know what it takes. Friends, I want you to know this morning, I'm talking about a man. He knows struggle. He knows pain. He knows what it is to be called something that he really ain't. Friends, I want you to know this morning, he calls it like it is. And he asks you this question this morning, do you know this man Jesus this morning? Let me give you this. If you want to make it to heaven, you've got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You've got to be washed by the blood of the Lamb. John said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Behold, he said, I want you to stop. I want you to look. I want you to listen. They was coming out, and they was listening to John preach. And John said, if you're a true follower of Jesus, you must be baptized. If you're truly a follower of Jesus, you've got to put some proof on it. Folks, this morning there's people in this building, you've been born again. Maybe you've been walking in a way that ain't right. I want you to know this morning the world's looking for you to have proof that Jesus, this man, lives in you this morning. Oh, I'm so glad to tell you this morning, he's unchangeable. He won't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He won't change. He's always, always right on time. Oh, but I've seen something else in the text. What makes this man the greatest high priest? What makes this man the high priest? Not only is he unchangeable, but look in the text. It says that he is able this morning. Thank God we serve a God that's able, Brother Kevin. Thank God in verse number, if you'll look with me, in verse 25, this man's not only unchangeable, this man is able, amen. He says he's able this morning. Friends, I want you to know God is able to forgive you this morning. If you're wrapped up in sin this morning, you don't know. He's able. Boy, I had an individual this week I got to lead to the Lord. Boy, I tell you what, I love telling people about Jesus, don't you? And he started telling me all of his problems. You know what I just kept telling him? God's able. I done knew I was going to preach this. He laid it on me. I just kept telling him, hey, all your circumstances may change. You may be up here and you may go down there. You may be a millionaire and then you may be on the bottom. You may be on the bottom then a millionaire. My friends, I want you to know, if you know Jesus, he does not change. He is the same. Not only is he unchangeable, but he is able this morning. Look with me in verse 25. Wherefore he is able. Somebody say able this morning. He is able, Brother Boy. He is able to change us. Thank you for that word this morning. The man is able this morning, Christ Jesus. He is able to save anybody this morning. Can I get an amen? He is able to save everybody. Can I get an amen? But this morning I want you to know he is able to save somebody today. Amen. He's able this morning. He says in verse 25, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost. To the uttermost. And preacher, you don't know what I've done. I've been an alcoholic all my life. Thank you, Jesus. It's better testimony. He can save you to the uttermost. Preacher, I've been a dope head all my life. Thank you, Jesus. He can save you to the uttermost. Preacher, I want you to know I don't live a good life. Thank you, Jesus. He can change you to the uttermost. Preacher, I've been good all my life. I've been a good old boy. I've been a good little girl. Honey, you listen to me. If you've not been washed in the blood of Jesus, you must hell wide open. You must be washed. It don't matter how good you've been. It don't matter how bad you've been. Every one of them's got to go through the blood of Jesus Christ, and they're going to get in heaven. Amen. Oh, honey, don't get upset this morning. Just get right with the Lord. Don't get upset. Just get right with the Lord. Oh, my goodness. This man is able to save anybody. He's able to save everybody. He's able to save somebody today, because this man will save you to the uttermost. Amen. He'll save you to the uttermost. Boy, I'll never forget. I never forget when I get to witness to people and they get under conviction. They think it's their conscience. Well, my conscience is wearing me out. I said, no, it ain't. You've hit it all your life. But you can't hide when conviction's on them, Brother Les. You hide your conscience, amen. Oh, man, knoweth do right and doeth not. It is a sin. That's what the Bible says. The Bible also says, be sure your sin will find you out. He says, that man will save you. Look, wherefore he is able, in verse 25, to save them to the uttermost. To save them to the uttermost. That individual here that's lost this morning, he's able to save you to the uttermost. He said, preacher, I wasn't ready to be saved this morning. Nobody's ever been saved was ready to be saved. He swept down from heaven. That's what he does. That's what kind of God we serve. He don't give you all these warnings and all these guidelines. He does everybody the same way. He convicts that heart. He pulls on that heart string. He pulls on that thing and says, I want you to know, either get right or get left behind. That's what he says. That's what the book says, Brother Kevin. He says this morning, this, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. That's it. I don't care how good you are. I don't care what you've done or where you've been. You got to come through Jesus Christ. He says, but this man is able. He is able to save to the uttermost. But look what else he's able to do. He says he's able to save to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to do what? He's not only able to save, he's not only able to save to the uttermost, but he is able to make intercession this morning. He is able to make intercession. Look in 25. Seeing he liveth, that's what he does. He sits there living, ready to go. He liveth to make an intercession for them. This morning, he wants to make intercession for you. Lost individual that's lost this morning, I want you to know the Holy Spirit's convicting your heart this morning. Wayward Christian that's just living anyway and don't care, you listen to this old preacher this morning. He's wanting to change your life in a mighty, mighty way. I'd hate to know I was living a dull, boring, washed up, washed out, no good Christian life. If I was going to live that way, I'd just soon be lost. If I was going to live like a lost man, I'd just soon be lost. You know one thing I can't stand nobody telling me that I am? And you can't either. I can't stand nobody calling me a liar. Boy, that just burns my, I guess, my blood, boy. Known it you. All right, y'all other ones, y'all got self-control. Y'all got a little bit of fruit of spirit. Well, I can't stand being called a liar. Brandy will come in there. She'll say, all right, y'all, who's got my hairbrush? Ask me and Kaylee. I'm like, really? Well, one of y'all's had it. I'm like, well, I tell you who it ain't got it. There's a lot of things that she can blame me for, Kaylee, but that's one thing she'll never get me on, getting her hair brushed. But you see what I'm trying to tell you this morning? I don't like being called a liar. You don't either. And I sure don't like being called a hypocrite. And you know what they call you and I? I'm going to put us in us. You know what they call us when we say we're saved, we say we love God, we say we're a follower, and we're out here drinking, drugging, cussing, acting like a yahoo, doing what we want to do. You know what they call us? I'm not going to church. And I go and invite somebody. I'm not going to church over there. Oh, so-and-so goes over there, and he ain't nothing but a... God didn't say that about you. But you know who said that about you? Your neighbor. Your neighbor. Tell them who your preacher is. You got to be ashamed to tell them who your preacher is. If he's a hypocrite, you'd be in trouble. Folks, I want you to know this morning, I try to hold myself to a standard that God would have me to hold it by. When I look at the man Christ Jesus, I see he's unchangeable. I need to be unchangeable in what I say. When I see that he is able, I need to know that he's able to keep me and hold me and make me what he wants me to be. Amen? But he says this morning, not only is he that way in our lives, not only is he unchangeable, not only is he able, but I've seen something else in the text. He's not only unchangeable, he's not only able, but this morning he is approachable this morning. This is a high priest that you can approach. You can approach him this morning. The other high priest, when he would go in and he would make that sacrifice, he'd make that offering, Brother Jake, he would go into the Holy of Holies. Nobody could go in with him. He had to go in by himself. He went in by himself. Friends, I want you to know this morning, to get into heaven, you have to go through Jesus Christ this morning. Look here in the Word. I see that he's approachable. He can come to you. And look at this. He says in verse 26, you can approach Jesus. Something this magnifies me, and just I try to tell God, I want to make sure I'm putting everything that I preach on a level everybody understand. And I love when older folks talk to me. I do in the church. I love when older folks talk to me, 60s and 40s and up. I love when 40s and ups talk to me. Oh, I about got it, didn't I? I love it when older folks can talk about the man Christ Jesus. They'll come up to me, they have a conversation. I love it when the college kids come up and they talk and they want to know about Jesus, and I tell them, I get to explain stuff with them. I love it when the youth comes up and we talk and we have a good time. But what really just strikes my heart is when them little biddians. I want to know that as a pastor, I'm approachable. Sunday school teachers, if your kids ain't approaching you, it's because you're unapproachable. Deacons, if nobody's approaching you, it could be because you're unapproachable. Just saying. He said, this high priest is approachable. You can come to him. He said, well, we ain't the high priest. Oh, no, but we should be like him. Hey, if he's your daddy, you ought to look like him. Amen. Now you're getting it. Yeah. Yeah. David Whitaker walked in. Him and his lovely wife walked in this morning. I said, well, I'll pray for you. She said, yeah, pray for me. All three of these kids are Whitakers. I said, ain't no doubt. They look just like their daddy. They should look like you should look like your daddy, amen? But this Jackson can come and me and him can talk. Brian say, leave him alone. You're aggravating him. Boy, he ain't aggravating me. It's touching my heart knowing that I'm able to be talked to. Melts my heart that I'm old gunslayer back there, old deer slayer. He knows who I'm talking about. I ain't got it's what I call him. He can come up to me and tell me about him and his granddaddy killing a snake. Well, thank God for that. Thank God that I ain't up here. Thank God that I ain't elevated my seat. See, God will never elevate you up here to have a big head. You do that. I thank God that he's kept me down here on this bottom level where I can talk to anybody that comes around. I can talk to anybody that comes around. Folks, I want you to know this morning, God's won't talk to you. But you're going to have to come down here where you can hear him. Get down here where you can hear him. He said not only is he unchangeable, not only is he able, but he is approachable. And here's how he is approachable. This man in verse 26, he is approachable. Look here. He says in start with 25. Seeing he live ever. Number one, he's approachable because he can live forever. You got to worry about him dying out. Won't be here tomorrow. He'll be here. This man is approachable because, look here in verse 26, because he is a holy high priest. He's such a high priest became us who is holy. Not only is he holy, but he's a harmless high priest. Just saying. You'll never get an accusation on him. He's always holy. He's always harmless. He is undefiled. Look here. He's undefiled. He's clean. He's flawless. He's separate from sinners. This morning, this man, when he talks to you, he's going to give you the best advice. He's not going to give you what's going to benefit him. He's going to give you what benefits you. And when it benefits you, it benefits him. Look here. Separate from sinners and made higher than the heavens. Folks, this morning I want you to know that high priest is holy. He's harmless. He's undefiled. He's separated from sinners. And he is higher than the heavens. What? I'd never approach him as the man upstairs. I won't do it. I never approach him as the big man in the sky. He's Lord and he's King. He's God. And who are you? And who am I to approach his throne with the man upstairs? Who are you? And who am I to approach him as the big man? Who are you? And who am I this morning to make him wait for you to come to this altar and get it right with the Lord? Folks, I want you to know this morning, he don't change. He does it his way. You ever heard your daddy say it's either my way or the highway? Well, if God's going to be your father, you're going to have to do it his way, or it will be the highway. And I want to give you this in closing. This man's not only unchangeable. This man's not only able. I'm talking about Jesus. This man's not only approachable, but this man is affordable this morning. He's affordable. You come in this morning, you have nothing. Praise God, you didn't need nothing when you come. You come in this morning, you got plenty. You didn't need it when you come, because you got to come the same. Everybody comes the same. We come broken, bent, warped, strayed. We have to come naked before God. Come naked before God, confessing our sins. Confessing our sins. He said, if we'll confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says. He'll cleanse us. Look here with me in verse 27. Who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first his own sins and then the people's? For this he did once when he offered up himself. I want to slow down and let you get this. This man is affordable because of Hebrews 10:12. Just turn over just a minute with me here. Hebrews 10:12. I don't want to preach nothing that ain't in the Bible. That'd be blasphemy. That'd be wrong. That would be doing what not God would want us to do. Hebrews 10:12, the Bible says, But this man. So you can't do it. It's all through him. But this man, Hebrews 10:12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice, not many, not a bunch, not continuing offering sacrifices, it says, but this man, after he had offered one, and that's him, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, ever, 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 ever. I remember when Kaylee was little, she said, Daddy, how long is forever? I say, forever. Well, how long is forever? I say, then I'd go, forever, ever, 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 ever. Well, how long is forever, ever? And you know how them kids do when they're about two or three? Finally, I'd say, it is forever. He says here in verse number 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice, was set down on the right hand of God. That's where he's seated tonight. He paid the debt we owed on the cross. The Bible says he paid one time. Not many times, one time. He paid the debt we owed. He purchased the debt we owed in his body. And he provided the payment for our debt himself. Look in 27. For this he did once when he offered up himself. This morning, this man, the high priest, he cannot be polluted this morning. He cannot be substituted this morning. And you cannot dilute him if you want to go to heaven. My question to you this morning is, this man who cannot change is able to change you this morning if you will only come to him and receive his affordable gift. That's as simple as it gets. This man does not change. You know, I thank God that he don't change for the President of the United States. If that man's saved, going to be saved, want to be saved, whatever he is, I don't know, that's his business, and it sure ain't mine. I got one that I worry about. But I do know this. No matter what position you ever get in life, if you want to get a position in heaven, you'll have to go through the man, Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence, I love you so much. Father God, I love you for something that I cannot do. Father God, I love you because there's something that I could not do. Father God, I love you because there was something that you did do. And that is that you died on that cross for my sin, for the sin of the whole world. Father, your book says that you died once. It said you died once for all sin, and that you are now seated at the right hand of the Father, always making intercession. Father God, this morning, whoever's dealing with something in their life, I would pray that the Holy Ghost of heaven would convict their heart. I would pray that they would look to that unchangeable Jesus this morning, that unchangeable God this morning, and realize he's able. And realize this morning they can approach him at this altar. It's not a fake place. It's a for real place. Father God, right now they're in a prison in their life and they may need to come to a palace. Come out of the old pig pen and get back right with you, Lord. Lord God, I thank you this morning that you're approachable. Father God, I thank you for the man in the house that don't have nothing. I thank you that you're affordable. He can afford you or she can afford you this morning. And Lord God, I thank you this morning for the one that's got it all, whoever that may be. I thank you this morning they don't have enough to buy you. Oh, glory. Thank you this morning. Your word says you're not for sale. Lord God, I pray this morning you search hearts. Lord God, I thank you this morning, whoever don't know the man, Christ Jesus, talking about know him, not know about him. They're getting this old-timey altar with an old-timey guy. And they'd ventilate vertically, as Brother Whooper said, not horizontally this morning. And Lord God, I'd pray in Jesus' name that you'd have your will. You'd have your way. The lights are cut off. I pray it be recorded in heaven that your will was done. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. It's in the name of Jesus Christ I ask and do pray.